America Online Overnight AM. To call from the Kingdom of Nye, dial 1-800-520-1534. If you're calling from east of the Rockies, you're probably in Florida. If you're calling from the North, forget it.
Thank you and good morning. What a morning it is. I have investigative reporter Clark Kent, and we're going to get into some wild, wild stuff here in just a minute. But first, Beeman Enterprises has got something that I think you're going to enjoy. If you're like me and you go out on a Friday or Saturday night and you just have a little bit too much to drink, and maybe you've also forgotten to get gas, the Ralph 1200 is something I really want you to look into. This is an automobile that operates entirely on vomit. You heard me right. You can vomit into the gas tank and it will run as if it is running on 92 octane. Now, you've heard of gas-powered cars, and you've heard of electric-powered cars, and I'm sure that you have even heard of steam-powered cars. This is a car powered entirely on puke. And I've got to tell you something. We test-drove one, Ramona and I. I threw up first into the gas tank, of course. And it just accelerates 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. It's unbelievable. I deposited the Ralph fluid in the gas tank, just puked away, and off we went. You've got to see it to believe it, and you can send away for it. You can assemble this in your garage, 50 miles per puke. You send away for this and build it in your garage. It comes in a box that is no bigger than a shoebox. Can you imagine an entire automobile and all the parts fit into a shoebox? It's made out of plastic. You'll need some plastic glue. It's got neat replica plastic wheels on it. And when it's shipped, it's only 20 pounds, but when you put it together, it weighs 6,000 pounds. How do they do that? I don't know. I've called the people. I've just said, let me tell you something. The Ralph 1200 is so amazing. I want to advertise that on my program. And they said, Art, you're just the schmuck. You're just the guy to do it. The Ralph 1200. Puke, and you're off. New from Beeman Enterprises. Call 1-800-555-4353. That number again is 1-800-555-3783-2902. That number again, 1-800-555-3252-632. Clark Kent is my guest, and welcome back if you are on our website tonight. I've taken my shirt off, and you'll want to go to www.com and take a look at me. I have my shirt off, and I've removed my trousers as well. Now, Clark, getting back to your comments here, so you had the X-ray vision, and did you meet Aquaman at that time?
Yes, I did, Art. The Aquaman was working for the federal government, and of course I met Spider-Man too. Also, the human flame, and that was interesting because he told me about the government research into creating gamma bursts of flame that you could throw with your hand, and the human flame showed me that, and he had the little midget that worked with him. It was, I gotta tell you something.
I mean, you actually stood in the same room with Spider-Man.
Yes, I did.
What I wouldn't give.
Well, the human flame sucks. It smells like gasoline. He's not a good smelling guy. But I don't suppose that you worry too much about those things.
All right, let's go to the phones now. We have Clark Kent, investigative reporter. East of the Rockies, you're on. Hello.
Hi, how are you this morning, Art?
I'm real good. Sir, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
All right, that's not east of the Rockies. That's west of the Rockies.
Well, as far as I was concerned and as far as my knowledge and information went, and I had done some research on this, especially the writings of Dr. Jalen, and also at the University of Nashville, I've been in the library there. And I assumed, as a result of that, living in Sacramento, that I'm east of the Rockies.
Interesting.
Well, I can tell you that after Y2K, he'll be east of the Rockies.
That's a very good point.
Art, I want to say, first of all, thank Christ you're back on the air. We missed you so very deeply. And I know that your family is under a very serious threat of imminent attack from people from Venus or whatever the hell. But thank God you're back on the air, because Hilly Rose sucks.
Well, I thank you very much for that, sir. Hey, you heard your question?
Yeah, my question for Mr. Ken is, are you familiar with the wave that I believe is the incredible demand that the guy who... Oh!
All right, we lost that caller. Clark, let me just say this. I have heard a lot of bullcrap in my life, but the stuff you're laying out tonight is so aromatic, so corrosive in its stench, so nostril-fillingly nauseating, it's unbelievable. It just is unbelievable, the bullcrap that you're shoveling tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Art, and I must compliment you as well. When you pulled yourself off the air and tried to get people to believe that there was some big threat to your family, I mean, that is a load of bull stool, the stench of which does not even abide the telling.
Well, I do appreciate that, and I can only tell you that all of your support is very much appreciated.
Well, when it comes to bullcrap, nobody shovels it like you are. Let me tell you that.
Thank you, Clark. I appreciate that very, very much.
What I wanted to say to you is there is another serum that I was telling you about, and that was the one that was the most... You drink this, and you turn into a goblin, and a goblin with pointed ears and a long nose and funny-looking feet. I drank that, and I went trick-or-treating the other night.
Is that right? Did you save on the cost of a costume?
I absolutely did, and that's something the government doesn't want you to know.
Well, what do you call that serum?
I call it Yum.
Now, this is the serum that you drink and you turn into a goblin.
That's right. I call it goblin juice. I got to tell you something. It's just great. And the government doesn't want you to know about it because you can save on the cost of a costume.
So what you did was, rather than spend the money on a costume, you drank goblin juice and you turned into one.
That's right, and then I went door to door.
So that is an amazing thing. You know, they don't...
It tastes like Dr. Pepper, is what it basically tastes like. And when you drink the goblin juice and you turn into a goblin, you can go trick-or-treating. And let me tell you, when you go up to the door and you look like some kind of a freak out of a sewer, they'll give you all the candy. They dump it all into your bag, and then they lock the door.
Fascinating, fascinating material. And again, does the government tell us about this?
No, of course they don't, Art. They want people to continue to spend enormous amounts of money on goblin costumes and like that.
Mm-hmm. Our guest, Clark Kent, investigative reporter from the Daily Planet. Where is that?
Oh, that's in Metropolis.
Mm-hmm. And what state is that in?
I don't know what state it's in. It's in Metropolis, for Christ's sake. It's,
all right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yes, I know. You are a godsend, and you are wonderful. Thank you for being there for us.
Thank you, ma'am. What is your question for Clark Kent?
I have been aware for quite some time about... Oh, by the way, you asked where Metropolis is.
Yes, do you know?
Yes, it's in Ohio.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Well, that's the one on me. I didn't know that. I work at the goddamn paper, so...
Well, anyway, you were talking about the goblin juice. This has interested me for years. I really want to know where or if it will become available commercially so that we can suck goblin juice and do the things we've dreamed of. Just do the things we've dreamed of.
Are you elderly, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Clark, you know that the people who would benefit the most from goblin juice would be the elderly.
There's no doubt about it, Art. The elderly need our goblin juice more than the other people in the world. It's just...
I wanted to... Can I ask a question, Art?
Please, go ahead.
Can it make you fly?
No, I don't. I think in the world. It's just...
I wanted to... Can I ask a question, Art?
Please, go ahead.
Can it make you fly?
No, I don't. I had the goblin juice when I drank it that night, and I drank it in my bathroom, and there was a lot of steam coming out of it. And then I looked up into the mirror, and I went, like that. And then I put on a big, tall hat and a cape, and I lurked out into the night. So it will not help you fly, but it can make you lurk. And
it'll help you lurk.
Yes, indeed, ma'am. It'll help you lurk and lurk around. What you have there, are you interested in being a goblin and flying?
Yes, I was. I wanted to.
Well, you have to drink the goblin juice and the fly juice. The fly juice is what helps you fly. The goblin juice changes you into a goblin. And
what about the X-ray vision, for crying? Boy, I'd love that.
Well, the X-ray vision, too. But you have to take the X-ray vision juice as well.
That would make sense.
Absolutely, I guess it would. And you're pretty selfish with the juices, aren't you, lady? You really want to...
I want them all. I want goblin, fly, and X-ray.
Well, I don't know if the government will ever, have their sons of bitches.
All right, caller, thank you.
Thank you, Art, and God, thank God in heaven you're back on giving us the truth, telling us about... By the way, Art, can I ask a question?
Certainly.
Am I east or west of the Rockies? Because I have no...
You're not aware?
I have no idea. But I... Oh, one more question.
Yes, ma'am.
My husband's been drinking ass-loving juice. Is that going to...
Yeah, that'll set him off.
All right, thank you. But am I east or west?
Ma'am, I don't... Your call came in on the wild card line, so...
Oh, no. Am I east or west of the Rockies?
I don't know. You're on the wild card line. Thank you, caller. Thank you very much.
Oh, where am I? Am I east or west of the Rockies?
This is the CDC.
Well, am I east or west of the Rockies?
Lady, he's going to break, okay? Every time he says that, he's going to break. Okay, it's going to be a long, boring-ass commercial, too. Jesus.
This is the CDC.
And now, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. From west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-DENTIST. That's 1-800-DENTIST. From east of the Rockies, dial 1-800-FLOWERS. The wildcard line, dial 1-800-COLLECT. And for first-time callers, 1-800-CALL-AT&T. If you're calling from my house, get off the phone and get off my wife. And now, here's Coast to Coast AM. Good afternoon.
And thank you, Ross Mitchell, and thank you all, and good evening. We are going to be talking with General Johnson Jameson. As you know, General Jameson has been in direct contact with those individuals who are most familiar with the passing of Ray Walston, and we will be with him in just one moment. But first, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, have some fun with your friends this coming year with the new one that all of your neighbors will love, Peenemann Enterprises Mark of the Beast Tattoo Kit. All you do is just stamp 666 on your forehead, and then when your friends come to the door, go, woo, and they'll all run away and be scared. Yes, also come to the apocalypse, you'll be the first on your block to be able to rule the world. It's the new Mark of the Beast Home Tattoo Kit, new from Demon Enterprises. Woo! And General Jameson is on the line with us. General, this has been a terribly traumatic few hours, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, Art. Yes, it has.
What do we know at this point? What are we sure of?
Well, Art, at approximately 3:33 p.m. yesterday afternoon Pacific Standard Time, it is my information that the Martian High Command called Ray Walston home after almost 40 years of trying to show us that Martian people mean us no harm.
That is incredible. You are sure it's the Martian High Command?
Yes, I did. I intercepted radio transmissions and...
Now, I want all of our listeners at home to hold on to themselves, because you do have, I believe, General Jameson, the actual radio communications between Mars and Ray Walston. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I do.
Can we hear those now?
Yes, you may.
Star 2100, it's time to come home. 2550.
Papa Martin. I'm sorry, Tim.
Wow. Wow.
That is. So you can hear that.
Now, are you sure that isn't your friend Bob screwing around again with a ham radio next door?
No, I found out this time it wasn't him. No, that was them calling him home. Now, as you know, Art...
So what have you been doing up to this point?
What I've been trying to do is contact NASA and let them know that Ray Walston was A, a real Martian, and B, was trying to show us that the Martians meant us no harm. Here is a letter that I wrote, Art.
Go ahead.
To NASA, all the answers are there for us. My favorite Martian, the TV show, features a mid-40ish man who's in fact a Martian. How long are you going to ignore the evidence? The antenna that comes up from his head, the way he wiggles his finger and goes... and things...
I saw him do that. His nephew was tied up once and he wiggled a finger.
He wiggled his finger. In fact, he wiggled his finger and Mrs. Brown had an orgasm. But you know... he has a big head and slim hips. All of the signs are there.
Yes, I've seen that. Now, you cannot deny that Ray Walston actually did have a very large head. Was he gay?
I think he was gay. I think he was a Martian and gay, yeah.
Because there's no way a straight man looked like that or acted like that.
I agree with you.
Unbelievable. What we are learning, and you are hearing it here first, is that Ray Walston, who most people think died, was actually called home by the Martian High Command. How do we know for a fact that he was a Martian?
Well, that's a good question. The thing that I keep going back to is that he could raise the antenna and then become invisible. See, no human I know can do that. Other than I've seen you do that occasionally, Art, but that's, you know...
Well, that's a Friday night when we're having a...
when we're having a little, a few tricks. But other than that, no one else.
I've never seen a human do that.
No. So when the antenna go up... and they're actually not really antenna coming out of his head. There's a prop man standing behind him and then pushing something up and they go out. And
yeah, that's how they did it on the TV show.
Right. And then the guy is, you know, he's invisible. So, God, I feel so lost. I guess that's the thing. I'm lost without Ray Walston. Mr. Hand and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Picket Fences... that semi-faggy devil he played in Damn Yankees, I don't know.
Well, we are going to keep an eye on developments, and as you have, General Jameson, I will continually bombard NASA and the CIA with phone calls until they are prepared to realize we're not giving up. We know the truth, the American people know the truth, and they had better damn well, and pardon my language, damn well understand that.
So, just so I'm on the same page, we're going to call NASA every day and say that Ray Walston has been called home by the Martian High Command. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. It's your radio show.
Thank you, General Jameson, and thank you again for being ever vigilant as we continue to try to unlock these mysteries.
Yeah, sure.
And now you know why I retired. Talking to nutballs like that, night in and night out. I'm Art Bell. We'll be right back. This is...
the New Year's Day.
And this is the Phil Hendry Show.